So this week's parsha we have from Avinu that he is Machtas Arech, and the Torah goes to the Pratim, so the Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Avos Chesed says the Torah was Marech and all these Pratim because the Torah felt that we should actually be learning from these Pratim how to do the Mitzvah Chos Hazarechem. We don't have a specific Mitzvah Chos Hazarechem. The Rambam includes it under the umbrella of the Mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoecha. The Sifri actually brings it from the source of Halach to Bidrochav. The Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed brings it from Halach to Bidrochav. That's he goes with the Sifri. There's a beautiful Shloka Kaddish in the parsha says that out of all of the different elements, I mean, we have to recognize that really we are Erchem in Kaddish Baruch Hu's world, and He's the Machlus Areach. At every moment He's being Machlus us. He's here for us every moment. So the greatest Halach to Bidrochav is going to be Halach to Erchem, because that's mamash what it's all about. And really, Avraham Avinu was the one who was able to recognize that relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's the one who takes care of everything. And that's why specifically the mitzvah of Achlos Hazarchim is the one which is so stressed out of all the mitzvahs that Avraham Avinu did. Kept called Torah Kula. Achlos Hazarchim seems to be the primary one. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the Gemara says one Madamar that we have the things which it mentions Talmud Torah, it mentions Achlos Hazarchim. The Gemara brings a Madamar says that Achlos Hazarchim is equal to Ashkenaz Beis Medrash. The next Madamar says not only is it equal, it's actually greater. So Chofetz Chaim takes this, and not Stamas and Agadat Gemara. Chofetz Chaim takes this that to mean if a person would be on his way to go to learn Beis Medrash, an Arkham come, he should rather take care of the Arkham rather than go to Beis Medrash to learn. He says, unless you have a situation where somebody else can take care of them. And I saw there's a sefer on the Avos Chesed. That's a footnote in Avos Chesed. There's a sefer on the Avos Chesed called Teres Chesed, which he raises the following question: what about if the guests can be taken care of for their physical needs, but the element of covet, the element of being comfortable, etc., requires the balabas himself? So he says, I have my seder libud, you know, my mishorim will take care of you. So he wants to argue that's called yev shalas v'tayin echerim, because the full goal of Achlos Hazarchim, which Chofetz Chaim points out in Avos Chesed, is not just to be machdas them, but to make them feel very comfortable.
So wait, is that Rasha saying that Achlos Hazarchim is equal to Talmud Torah, or just
to Ashkenaz Beis Medrash?
Is it
equated to Talmud Torah? I'm just going right. So that means, in a practical sense, that I mean, we know Talmud Torah connected kulam, regards to how we're knowing what to do. Talmud Torah is like the moment of touching Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's Kabbalas Bnei Hashchina, and we see Rabbi Avinu left Kabbalas Bnei Hashchina and went and was Machtas Areach. So that would give us the same result. This halacha that you're supposed to make them comfortable, but example halacha says you're supposed to sit with them, you're supposed to eat with them, make them feel comfortable. Akane kachlet, that there's a fascinating kula. So Chazal dealt with the concept called pas akum, and they created a heter of pas palter. And there is a concept in halacha prefer that you should not rely on pas palter, you should only eat pas Israel. So the Shulchan Aruch and Tzimah Kuf Samaches, Urchaim Kuf Samaches, deals with a situation where the balabas has two loaves of bread. He has a loaf of bread which is pas Yisrael, which is not from fine flour. It's not sotas nekiya. It's black bread. And he also has a loaf of bread which is not pas Yisrael, which is pas falter, which is pas nekiya. So the halacha is that he should be mesalik the pas nekiya off of the table and make a bracha on the pas Yisrael. That's the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah pas. However, if you have an areyach was not makban on pas Yisrael, and he would eat it, so to cover the reich, you have to give him the pas nekiyah. So, but you're the betzeya, because the balabas used to be the one who would be betzeya. So you're betzeya on the pas that you're makban on. You're allowed to eat it. We're going to be mat you to eat it in order to be able to give your guest the best. And then once that's mutter, you sit with him the rest of the meal. You're not going to eat, you know, so that's for you. You eat the trefa stuff. I eat the good stuff, you know. So you sit with him and eat the whole meal out of this pas that you're makban on. You don't need a Torah Siddurim. We're going to be mocked to the Yisr in order to be mocked as your Reach as comfortably as possible. We find that Chazal, there's an Yisr in Masechta. The whole discussion of Masechta Shabbos is in Perek Mefanin, which deals with the halacha that normally you can't schlep large items because it's acting like a weekday type of an action on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says if you need to move these large items to create space for guests, it's mutter. That's where the Mishnah says that concept of chutzas arkim, and that's the main discussion in Shabbos. So chutzas arkim starts from that Mishnah. So we're matter this from Mafan and Oyser. If I need to rearrange a room to make space for my arkim, I can't just rearrange Shabbos. You know, I'm home anyway. Let's do home decorating. You can't do that. No books involved. You can't do that. Arkim, you could. The Ramah has a halacha in Hilchas Malicha. They used to make fresh. They would on the moment they would shech and prepare. They didn't have refrigeration, so a guest would come. So normally the process of Malicha, we're makrish, should take an hour. He says, but in case we have arkim waiting, you don't wait an hour. You're somehow on the minimal shita, which is 18 minutes. So you can do it in less than an hour. The Tarak arkim.
Is that assuming that they're hungry, or
even if they're not hungry? Some of them are not hungry. There is a fascinating Chofetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah, really, in two places he talks about this. He talks about this at the beginning of in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in the beginning of Suda Shabbos. So the luck is by Suda Shabbos, it's preferable to eat Suda Shabbos in a way, an oifen of hiddur is eating Shabbos when you're hungry. So he says in the winter when Shabbos is very early, really preferably a person should eat right away at the beginning of Shabbos. The Kabbat Shabbos, you should eat right away Kaveh, he's honoring Shabbos by eating a meal. With the exception, if you're not hungry, you should wait till you're hungry. So in the winter, if you're not hungry, you can wait till later to start your meal. So the Mishnah Berurah, however, if you have guests, if you have Arkim, you shouldn't wait because the Arkim might be hungry and therefore you shouldn't wait. Aleph. Then he says, that's in Reish Ayin Aleph. And Hilchos Sukkah, he deals with the halachas of the first night of Sukkahs. If it's raining, she says, if it's raining, we have this major machlokas, what's the proper thing to do? So the best thing is to wait a little bit, wait a period of time to see if it stops raining before you start the meal. He says, he says in the Shartzi, and however, if you have guests, especially if the guests are a Niyam, so above and beyond the mitzvah of Tosas Arkim, you have a mitzvah of staka. Now, staka, there's a fascinating halacha by staka. If I say I have staka money, so we find that when it comes, and I means I committed to give it to staka. So it's like a netter. So netter, when are you, if a person doesn't fulfill their netter, what is the time frame that you're over your netter? So the law is by betzaka that if you have money, there's no neem available, not over right away. If, however, there are neem kaimi, there are neem which are standing there, and the person doesn't give stock, he's over about to ask for this, pushing off his netter to stock immediately. So Chofetz Chaim
says, no,
they're regalim by stock. So comes up to Mishnah Berurah, if I have a person who's an ani, I have a mitzvah deraisa to feed him immediately. I can't push it off. So you start your meal. You don't wait till the rain for the rain to stop. But you start your meal inside because you have an iyam. You have a shalom of the issur deraisa about the acher to push off if you have guests around you. There's a fascinating devar of rum in the Chumash devar of rum in Chelik Beis Siman Aleph. In a footnote, he says, I just want to say, I heard from Hashem, her garner, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Akoyan Shlita. He was writing it, he was still alive, about this question. He says, the Maisa Minigarden was not necessarily to be Mach, but I'm feeding right away because of Shabbos about the Acher. He says, the one exception of that is if the Ani himself knows the standard way that I always eat is I wait a little bit. So in that situation, he's not expecting it right away, so then I'm not about the Acher. That's what he wants to suggest. Then the poets can grapple with this concept. But we take this concept of feeding your guest very significantly. That, you shouldn't wait at it at all.
One extension of that, which could be more minute, say you tend to be very myrach and brachas of kiddush, something like that. I've gotten pressure from my wife, knew the guest, hurry up, stop taking your time with kavanah.
Right. So, I had a situation where, let's say, I have my things that I say beforehand. Mm-hmm. If I have guests, some of them I'll leave until after kiddush.
What type of things?
Shalom aleichem, eshes chai, I also say the whole paragraph in the middle.
You put that off.
If I have a guest, what I really think is very hungry.
What if you have more than one guest and you're waiting for another?
So that's an interesting question. I'm not sure. The Gemara says that there's an issur of demai that when you receive produce from a amoritz, we have to be concerned. Maybe he did not take up the chumas properly. You can't eat it. The Gemara says the one exception is a person who's traveling and he's a guest. You're allowed to feed a guest at the mai. From out to this of the mai to be able to have what to feed your guests. So the Gemara takes this concept, the halacha takes this concept of tzarich arkim very, very significantly. Some of the the inyanim of the kulas, which there are the responsibilities of it, is obviously you're supposed to be Michael him, you're supposed to be Mashke him, is also in your being Malava him. So Rasim Zizos has a fascinating idea. We find in the Sefer Hasidim and the Sefer Yira, they talk about the goal is to make the guest as comfortable as possible. So the Sefer Hasidim says, you know, I like them talking and learning, so I ask my guest for the Ratar, well, maybe he doesn't know what the Ratar. So you shouldn't ask him, because maybe he's not, so he'll be embarrassed. You shouldn't, the Sefer Yira from the Ben Yonah says, you shouldn't kvetch about how bad your day is going or how difficult things are, because he thinks, you know, you're telling him this is to make him feel bad about the fact that you're giving all this good food, right? You know, mm-hmm. So he's going to feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't be whispering to your wife while the guests are, because he thinks you're speaking about him. He might be sensitive. We have this whole list of things which you talk about, that the goal is to make the visit as pleasant and comfortable as possible.
Which Sefer is this?
There's a Sefer called Sefer Chassidim. It was written from the...
Right,
and there's also a Sefer called Sefer Hayira. The Ben Yonah wrote a Sefer called Sefer Hayira, so it's quite an old Sefer. So simple Zisa, the ultimate Kelim, says that Lavoya, you know, I had this guest over, I was really nice to him, I took off from work, and I spent time with him, etc. And the guy leaves, I say, Baruch Hashem, the guy finally left, you know. I once heard from a person, he says, you know, it says when the guests come, you say Baruch Abba. When the guests leave, you say Baruch Hashem. You know, so you know the guest thinks Gavaldin about the guys. You know, the guy is so excited that I'm leaving. So the purpose of Lavoya was to preclude that I'm accompanying you. I'm saying I really would love to spend more time with you. So that's the reason why Lavoya is so significant is because it sort of caps off and gives the final message should be the proper message. There's Chabad Chaim brings a story. That there was a person who was known in Europe to be a tremendous machlis areich. He would be Michael people and mashke them, but he wouldn't do Lavoya. He didn't do Lavoya. His house burned down. So the people were wondering, how could a person who did such beautiful mitzvahs with his house burned down? So he says, Gadol Echad Omer, I think they get over in the name of the Groh, actually. The Groh said, because we know that the word Eshel, Mehita Eshel, Ramino made the Eshel is Rosh Tevis, Achila, Shtia, and Lavoya. If you drop the Lavoya, you're left with Achila and Shtia, Rosh Tevis, Eish. So that's what the guide said. If you don't do Lavoya, so you're left with just Eish. So, like, what's so chomer about the Yin of Lavoya? So the Alter Kelim says, because it leaves the person, it takes the whole experience and makes it a negative taste. And the goal wasn't just the food and the drink, it was to give a person a pleasant experience. And you've destroyed the whole experience. So the lack of Lavoya destroyed the whole thing. The more is lashon is kamat. If you don't do the words kamat, you get no scar in your achilu v'shtiyah. Now, obviously, if a person would be giving him the food and be kvetching about it, for sure you're not going to get a scar. Mm-hmm. Right? The person has to do it. B'sever panim yofes. Chabad Chaim does point out that we're not asking you to go above and beyond your means, and that's one of the issues which he says. So you have in Europe, they would have these people who were traveling. And they didn't necessarily have inns or have where to go. They'd come and they'd rely on the community to provide them. The Rambam actually says the halacha is in chashim mishpat that there's a din of kfiyah. We can force them in the community to make sure to take care of all of the archim and provide food for them. There's a lot of kefiyah. We can actually force them to do that, whether that means building a building or means people taking home. But the gavayim of the city are empowered to force achlasas archim. Not very geshmak. You're the last guy left in the shul, and they have to force achlasas archim. I don't want them. You don't want. Okay, somebody's got to do it. You do it. You know, like, you know, great. You know, okay, but that's what we have to do. So. But part of the problem, people don't want to give because they don't have so much to give, so they're embarrassed. So they'd rather leave the ani with nothing or the traveler with nothing than be embarrassed. So that's improper. So give what you can and then, you know, apologize and move on with life. What type of arech it does of this is what the Zarchim applied to. So there's a machloikis. So the Ramah says that that aloch and shukhan arach, which you have mafan and oitzer, you're allowed to clear out the oitzer to make room. So on that halacha in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, the Rambam says it only applies to guests from out of town. If I invite local guests, would they have where to stay? So I have no heter to do this work, etc. Mishbura does add, however, let's say I have guests from out of town and I know they're going to be more comfortable or feel better if I invite other guests. So then these other guests are all part of the process of Hilchos Arkham. Then I would be allowed to do this extra tirchon work to facilitate the other guests as well. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Parallel to that, there's a Piskei Tshuva in Yeridea, in Hilchos Malicha, which we mentioned as Halacha, then you can rush up the Malicha process. So there he again raises the question, what type of Archim are we talking about? Are we talking about Archim from out of town, or Archim which are even local Archim? So he brings out the Ramah. Ramah also wrote a Sefer called Taras HaAshim. He says it's only out of town guests. he brings that when the Sefer Taras Hashem was printed, there was a Sefer which is printed with it, who disagrees and says it's even local guests. The Pesach Chuva's final achra is, if you know that you're going to have to cut corners by inviting local guests, you shouldn't invite them. But once you invited them, you're allowed to cut the corners to be able to take care of them as properly as possible. I found a Maram Welcome to a Sefer called Sefer HaChaim. Now, Sefer HaChaim, there's multiple Sorum called Sefer HaChaim, besides the one in Shemayim. Rishlomo Kluger wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaChaim, but besides that, the Maral's brother, Reb Chaim, wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaChaim. And it's a beautiful Sefer, fascinating Sefer. So he has a whole pair of two parakim on Atlas Zarachim. And he starts off with that Chazal say Gedol Lugima, the idea of feeding guests is brings people close, and it's a Marbar Kord Shemayim. It applies to local people as well. So all of the Heterim Atlas Zarachim apply to local people as well. Not, he disagrees. He was a Chavar of the Ramah. So apparently this is an old Machlokes they had already. The Ramah and Reb Chaim had at that time, the Ramah said one way and the Reb Chaim said the other way. It's obviously there's a Sefer called Sefer Habayis. So the Sefer Habayis is so quoted from the name of the Sefer Habayis. The Sefer Habayis says if a person, the argument is he's local, he can take care of himself. Well, it's not really, if a person is local, he doesn't have where to stay. His family's out of town, he needs a place to eat. Or his house is being, there's something happened to his house, they have damage to the house and they have to rebuild the house. He has nowhere to eat. So then even though he's local, he has obviously would have a full din of an areyach. Fascinating question. The pasuk says that he offered them to rest and offered them to eat. So what is the proper order? So I mean, obviously the proper order, you have to figure out on the ground what's the proper order, what makes most sense. But sometimes a person comes in, he's really starving. Sometimes a person really needs to rest a little bit from the trip before he eats. But there's the yukim both ways from the psukim. So the final answer is, and I tell you, I just heard over in the from the Bali Tosis, you understand who Avraham Avinu was. It says that who made alayim tachas veitz vayachelu. So Pashim Shad is, there's this big tree. It says we eat the eshels later on in the parsha. So he already had some other tree besides this tree, right? There's the eitz, right? He's standing over them, taking care of them. The Bali Tosis says a different shot. Come in. Right. The Baal Tosfos says a different shot. He says the word tachas doesn't mean under; it means instead of. They needed shade. There was no tree, so Ravino made himself a tree. He made himself to be the shade giver to be able to provide them for their needs. Okay, that's just one quick thought on this idea of Achnasas Orchim. Because I'll say it's greater than Kabbalas Ben Ashkina. So why was Ashkina there? So Machlokes Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says that the Shekhinah was there, to be a Bakar Chayla. Rabban says, no, there was no need at all. Because Rashi grappled with, you usually when a Brashim would reveal himself to somebody, there was a less, he was teaching, there was a Nevuah taking place. There's no Nevuah given over here. So Rashi, that's what Chazal were asking, what's the purpose then? The answer is Bikar Chayla. Rabban disagrees, you find there are scenarios where Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself by the Mishkan. Right? The Pasuk says, Vayirei Lechem Kved Hashem. That the credit Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the purpose? To show that the Baruch Hu was misratza with their actions. It's just to give a stamp of approval, you know, a smile. So Ramban says that's what happened over here also. Ravino was much a nefesh for the mitzvah of Milo, and it's a very difficult for him. The Baruch Hu was coming just to say, I'm very happy with what you did. There's no other purpose than that. So the Pella is, so if the Baruch Hu comes for a Bikur Chalim, so Ramban says, you have Bikur Chalim, I have a Lashon Zarchim, okay? Right. Here the worship is coming, I'm coming to spend time with you just to tell you how much I like you. And you say, excuse me one second, I've got to go do something else. You know, that's how far we take the Nafsaz Archim. So I heard this mashab from Moshe Weinberger from Eish Kodesh. He had this aura that according to Ramban, you understand how far we take the concept of Nafsaz Archim, that Imamish, the worship came there just to spend time with him and be friendly with him and show his approval. And Ramino picks up and says, no, I have to go do something else. That's the main goal is not the connection, it's a connection through the process of mitzvahs, what the Russian wants us to do.